I want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do, I want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you.
I love to praise Yahweh. Judah. Yehuda means those who praise Yah. Greetings, brothers and sisters. This is part one of Jew or Judah. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Jew or Judah is found in the Who's Who menu and the Word Studies menu. Jew or Judah? This study covers all the verses in which the word Jew is used. Many of you will not even make it 5 minutes or one page through this study because you have been trained, programmed, and brainwashed since birth to believe that the Jews are Israelites or even of the tribe of Judah. You learn from the cradle, in the churches, in society, and from your own family that the Jews are Israel, never realizing that you have been deceived, and therefore you are damned from the cradle to the grave. And what's even worse is that when you rise for judgment, you will be saying, "But Lord, Lord," and he will say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Because Jesus was not a Jew, and when you come to the understanding of who the Jews are, you will understand why it is Antichrist to worship a Jew. A true Israelite, a true Christian, a true child of God's will examine the evidence and hear both sides of the case before making a decision. This study is exposing a very serious and bad case of identity theft. The word Jew does not belong in Scripture. It is a made-up word and designed to deceive the ignorant. A Jew is not an Israelite. A Jew is not a Hebrew. A Jew is not a Semite. A Jew is not of the tribe of Judah. A Jew is not a Judahite of the house of Judah. We will not spend a lot of time in this study showing proof that the Jews are of the lineage of Cain and later of Esau, who mixed with the Jewish children of the house of Cain. If you have any doubt that the Jews are Canaanites and Edomites, then please see the studies on Cain and Esau, Edom, the Pharisees, from the Jews' own mouths, from God's mouth, from Christ's mouth, from the mouth of famous people throughout history, historical rascality, marks of Israel, the origin of Freemasonry, the great impersonation. The links for these are provided at the end of the paper. Almost all of the 33,000 denominations that claim Christianity believe that the Jews are Israelites. They believe that Adam was a Jew, that Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, the prophets, the apostles, and Jesus were Jews. And some even believe that God is a Jew. No matter what your church pastor tells you, no matter what the world has accepted, no matter what the Jews say, the fact and reality is that Jews are not Israelites, or of the tribe of Judah, or of the house of Judah, because the Jews descended from Cain, and later Esau, who married daughters of the line of Cain. There is no possibility that the Jews are Israel. Zero chance. If you believe the Jews are Israel, then you are 100% deceived. Please take the time and follow along in this study, which will reveal the truth. Remember, the truth is always controversial. It matters who and what you believe. Here are just a few PowerPoint facts and highlights that prove that the Jews are not Israelites. Genesis 3:13, and Yahweh God said unto the woman,
What is this that you have done?
And the woman said,
The serpent beguiled me, and I did partake in.
Beguiled is nashah, meaning to lead astray, deceive, seduce. Verse 14, And Yahweh God said unto the serpent,
Because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life.
Now the true meaning of this curse is that the descendants of Eve and the Nakash, the serpent in the garden, through Cain, would be a low, vile, snake-like breed of people, John 8:44, who would be liars, deceivers, and murderers, always lurking in the shadows of Christian society, like snakes in the grass, waiting for a chance to strike and bite their unsuspecting prey, us, on our Adamic heels. Verse 15,
And I will put hatred between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. The offspring between her and Adam shall crush your head, and you shall bruise Adam and Eve's children's heel.
Verse 15 tells us that there are literally two seed lines of people in the world today. Yahweh's children through Adam, and later on Jacob Israel, and Satan's children through Cain, and later on Esau Edom. These are the Jews, as is demonstrated throughout Scripture. Enmity means hatred between two different peoples. Seed means physical descendants. Zerah, in Hebrew, meaning child. Sperma, in Greek, meaning sperm. The churches teach that these are spiritual seeds. The churches are ignorant, and they believe the English of the King James perversion over the original Hebrew and Greek words and meanings. They believe their pastor's words over the Word of God. The Bible is the book of the generations of Adam, meaning the race of Adam, the family of Adam in the earth. Cain was not Adam's son. Cain's children mixed with the children of Canaan, or Canaan, the cursed son of incest between Ham and his mother Naamah, Noah's wife. Esau later married into these cursed seed tribes. Genesis 36 is where we are introduced to the generations of Esau, meaning the race-mixed children of Esau and Cain. The hybridized, satanic, cursed seed family of the devil's children in the earth. Genesis 36:1. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan, Adah, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, and Aholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, the Hivite. The Hittites were descendants of Cain, who race-mixed with the children of Canaan. The Hivites were descendants of another branch of Cain and the Canaanites. Isaac and Rebekah were grieved of mind that Esau despised his own race and married into cursed seed tribes. This was not spiritual relationships. This was race-mixing abomination. Genesis 36:8, and Esau dwelt in Mount Seir. Esau, he is Edom. Esau had 11 sons called the Dukes of Edom. The devil's number is 9, and 11 represents the devil's children, the 11 Dukes of Edom. Isaiah 63:1. Who is this that comes from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah, who is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength?
I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save.
This is Yahshua Christ at his day of vengeance, and his garments are dyed with the blood of Edom. Jeremiah chapter 49 is a prophecy against Edom. Yahweh uses phrases such as,
"For I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I will visit him."
Jeremiah 49:9.
If grape gatherers come to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, they will destroy till they have enough.
The Jews have to have it all. The greed is intense. A parasite that will leave its host bare. What they do will be done to them. Verse 10.
But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is spoiled, and his brethren, and his neighbors, and he is not.
Exodus 17:16, for he said,
because Yahweh has sworn that Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
Amalek was the grandson of Esau. The Amalekites were always at war with the children of Yisrael. Numbers 24:20, and when Balaam looked on Amalek, he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever. Perish is H8, Obed, which means is destroyed. Ezekiel chapter 25 is a prophecy against Edom. Joel prophesies that Edom shall be a desolate wilderness because of the innocent blood they shed. In Amos, Yahweh states that he will send a devouring fire upon Edom for their hatred of their brother Jacob. The whole 21-verse book of Obadiah is a prophecy about the fate of Edom. Because of Edom's hatred of Jacob, because of the violence toward Jacob, because of the destruction and joy of the calamity of Jacob, and because of standing in the way and cutting off of those Israelites that escaped from the Babylonians, Yahweh is going to make Edom
as though they had not been. Esau will be stubble, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken it.
In Zechariah, it states that in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of Yahweh of hosts. In Malachi, Yahweh states he loved Jacob. He also states,
"And I hated Esau."
He also calls them
the border of wickedness and the people against whom Yahweh has indignation forever.
That's just what Yahweh God said about the Jews. Now let's quickly see what Yeshua said about them. Yeshua Christ calls the Jews a generation of vipers in Matthew 12:34. Generation means race or offspring. The word is genema, and according to Liddell and Scott, it primarily means that which is produced or born, a child. This is offspring of they who were of the seed of the serpent and not of the seed of the woman of Genesis 3:15. In Matthew chapter 15, Christ calls the Jews hypocrites and that they teach their own commandments and transgress the commandments of God. In Matthew chapter 23, Yeshua states that when the Jews convert someone to their Judaism, they make them twofold more the child of hell than themselves. The churches have all been deceived by these Jews, and now there are 33,000 so-called Christian denominations filled with twofold children of hell. Christ also states in chapter 23 that the Jews are serpents, a race of vipers that cannot escape the damnation of hell, that upon them will come all the righteous blood shed upon the ground from Abel to Zacharias. John the Baptist also called them a race of vipers, and the wrath of God awaits them. John chapter 8 is all about Christ rebuking the Jews. Yeshua states that the Jews will die in their sins and they cannot go where Yeshua goes. Christ states that the Jews are from beneath and are of this world. That if the Jews were his disciples, they would continue in his word and be free. The Jews said that they were never in bondage, so how could they be made free? Proving that they are not Israelites, because the Israelites were in bondage in Egypt, Assyria, and Babylon. Yeshua also states that he speaks by his Father with a capital F, and that the Jews speak by their Father, which has a lowercase f, referring to the Jews' father, the devil, and that the Jews do the deeds of their father, the devil. Verse 44 is the clincher. You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own devices, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yeshua also states that the Jews cannot believe or hear his words because they are not of God. In John chapter 10, Christ states that the Jews do not enter by the door of the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, such as a thief and a robber. He also states that the Jews don't believe because they are not of his sheep. In John chapter 13, we see that Judas was an Edomite Jew of Kerioth. Yeshua called him a devil. In Revelation, we see that the Jews say they are of Judah and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. We see famous men throughout history state,
"There is a great danger for the United States of America. That great danger is the Jew. Gentlemen, in whichever land the Jews have settled, they have depressed the moral level and lowered the degree of commercial honesty. They have created a state within a state, and when they are opposed, they attempt to strangle the nation financially, as in the case of Portugal and Spain. If they are not excluded from the United States by the Constitution, within less than 100 years, they will stream into our country in such numbers that they will rule and destroy us, and change our form of government, for which Americans have shed their blood and sacrificed life, property, and personal freedom. If the Jews are not excluded, within 200 years our children will be working in the fields to feed the Jews, while they remain in the counting house, gleefully rubbing their hands. I warn you, gentlemen, if you do not exclude the Jew forever, your children's children will curse you in your grave. Their ideas are not those of Americans. The leopard cannot change his spots. The Jews are a danger to this land, and if they are allowed to enter, they will imperil its institutions. They should be excluded by the Constitution."
Benjamin Franklin. General Cornwallis reveals to Washington that, "Your churches will be used to teach the Jews religion, and in less than 200 years the whole nation will be working for divine world government. That government that they believe to be divine will be the British Empire. All religions will be permeated with Judaism without even being noticed by the masses, and they will all be under the invisible, all-seeing eye of the Grand Architect of Freemasonry." The Jews belong to a dark and repulsive force. One knows how numerous this clique is, how they stick together, and what power they exercise through their unions. They are a nation of rascals and deceivers. Marcus Tullius Cicero, 1st century BC Roman statesman and writer. Diodorus Siculus, 1st century Greek historian, observed that Jews treated other people as enemies and inferiors. He said, "Usury is the practice of lending money at excessive interest rates. This has for centuries caused great misery and poverty for the nations of Jacob. It had brought strong condemnation of the Jews." Saint Justin, a martyr, stated in 116 AD, "The Jews were behind all the persecutions of the Christians. They wandered through the country everywhere, hating and undermining the Christian belief." Reverend Martin Luther, in his sermon at Eisleben, a few days before his death, February 1546,
"Besides, you also have many Jews living in the country, which do much harm. You should know the Jews blaspheme and violate the name of our Savior day for day. For that reason you, my lords and men of authority, should not tolerate but expel them. They are our public enemies and incessantly blaspheme our Master Yeshua Christ. They call our Blessed Virgin Mary a harlot and her Holy Son a bastard, and to us they give the epithet of changelings and abortions. Therefore, deal with them harshly, as they do nothing but excruciatingly blaspheme our Master Yeshua Christ, trying to rob us of our lives, our health, our honor, and belongings.
The Jews have been kicked out of countries over 350 times in recorded history. No other peoples have this kind of record of rascality and nation-destroying. Freemasonry is a Jewish association. The rabbi Isaac Wise wrote in 1855,
"Masonry is a Jewish institution whose history, degrees, assignments, signs, and explanations are of a Jewish nature from beginning to end."
Father Coughlin was a Catholic priest in the 1930s who had a radio show with over 3 million weekly listeners, where he exposed the Jews on it. He was taken off the air by the Jews. Jews already had America under their control in the 30s. Father Coughlin was also a critic of Franklin D. Roosevelt. FDR was a Jew. The New Deal was a Jew deal for the Jewish bankers and the promotion of Judeo-Christianity. Judeo-Christianity was pushed in the 1930s. Judeo-Christianity is not Christianity. But after a few decades of being force-fed with constant propaganda, our people adopted the satanic-inspired religions of Judeo-Christianity.
You will notice that a great difference exists between the Jewish and the Christian religions. But these are not all. We Jews consider the two religions so different that one excludes the other. We emphasized that there is no such thing as a Judeo-Christian religion. There is not any similarity between the two concepts.
Rabbi Magai, president, quoted in the National Jewish Information Service, August 21, 1961. Now let's quickly cover some statements from the Jews' own mouths. The Jews admit that they are not the descendants of the ancient Israelites in their own writings, under the heading of A Brief History of the Terms for Jew in the 1980 Jewish Almanac is the following.
Strictly speaking, it is incorrect to call an ancient Israelite a Jew, or to call a contemporary Jew an Israelite or a Hebrew.
1980 Jewish Almanac, page 3. In his book, Cain, Son of the Serpent, David Max Eichhorn traces back to early Jewish Midrashic texts and identifies many rabbis who taught that Cain was the son of the union between the serpent and Eve. Some Kabbalist rabbis also believe that Cain and Abel were of a different genetic background than Seth.
Jews began to call themselves Hebrews and Israelites in 1860 AD.
Encyclopedia Judaica, 1971, Volume 10, 23. The Jewish Encyclopedia, Khazar Jews, Khazars, a non-Semitic, Asiatic, Mongolian tribal nation who emigrated into Eastern Europe about the 1st century. As admitted by even Jewish authorities, the Jews are primarily descended from an ancient tribe known as the Edomites. It is well documented that approximately 90 to 95% of modern-day Jews are descended from a tribe known as the Khazars, who converted to Judaism in the 8th and 9th centuries AD, while living in what is now southern Russia around the Caspian Sea. What is less known is that these Khazars were, in fact, descended from the Edomites.
No one can deny that the Jews are a most unique and unusual people. That uniqueness exists because of their Edomite heritage. You cannot be English Jews. We are a race, and only as a race can we perpetuate.
our mentality is of Edomitish character, and differs from that of an Englishman. Enough subterfuges. Let us assert openly that we are international Jews.
Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, 1942, Volume 8, page 474. Jewish religion today, Judaism, has not changed since the religion of the Pharisees. In paragraph 1 of Protocol 3 of the Learned Elders of Zion, the leaders of Jewry admit that the Jews are the serpent race of Satan. Neil Gabler, An Empire of Their Own, How the Jews Invented Hollywood, Crown Publishers, New York, 1988. The Hollywood Jews created a powerful cluster of images and ideas, so powerful that, in a sense, they colonized the American imagination. Ultimately, American values came to be defined by the movies the Jews made. Universal Pictures, 20th Century Fox, MGM, Warner Brothers, and Paramount, all owned by Jews.
You know very well, and the stupid Americans know equally well, that we control their government, irrespective of who sits in the White House. You see, I know it, and you know it, that no American president can be in a position to challenge us, even if we do the unthinkable. What can the Americans do to us? We control Congress, we control the media, we control showbiz, and we control everything in America. In America, you can criticize God, but you can't criticize Israel.
Israeli spokeswoman Zipporah Menach. So now that we have presented some statements from Yahweh God, Yeshua Christ, famous men throughout history, and the Jews themselves, let's begin our study on the word Jew, which shouldn't even be in Scripture. The word Jew is not in any manuscript, Hebrew or Greek. The word Jew is a made-up word, made up by the Jews themselves. There was no such word, Jew, until the 18th century AD. Many people believe that the tribe of Judah are the Jews. Let's use some common sense which will show that Judah is not the Jews. Jacob had two wives and two concubines. Jacob's two wives were the daughters of Laban, the brother of Rebekah, Isaac's wife. Rebekah was a daughter of Bethuel, the nephew of Abraham and son of Nahor, Abraham's older brother. Rachel means ewe, as in a ewe lamb, E-W-E. Fitting, as the children of Jacob are referred to as sheep. Rachel was the younger daughter of Laban. She was the mother of Joseph and Benjamin. Leah means weary. She was the older daughter of Laban. She was the mother of Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Dinah. Bilhah means troubled. She was Rachel's handmaid. Bilhah was the mother of Dan and Naphtali. Zilpah means a trickling. She was Leah's handmaid. Zilpah was the mother of Asher and Gad. Zilpah was a Syrian. The Syrians were descended from Aram, a son of Shem. Jacob's wives were Hebrews, and his concubines were Syrians. Hebrews and Syrians are not Jews. The Jews are Canaanites and Edomites. Hebrews and Syrians are descendants of Shem. Now, if the Jews did not steal your common sense as they did the churches, then you should understand that Leah, Jacob's wife,
who bore him Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and their daughter Dinah, did not have 5 Israelite sons, 1 Israelite daughter, and 1 Jewish son named Judah. Anyone who believes that Jacob and his wife Leah can have 6 Israelite children and 1 Jewish child does not understand that this goes against genetics, racial lineage, posterity of kind after kind, and against God's laws of nature. The word Jew was given to us by the Jewish people. The Jews are the ones that took the name of God, Yahweh, out of the scriptures and replaced it with the Lord over 6,000 times. Yahweh, YHWH, is in the original manuscripts and even in the original King James Version. Yahweh is in the Jerusalem Bible and in Bibles that use the sacred names. If the Jews could replace the name of our God with the title of their God, Baal, the Lord, and replace the Hebrew word Goyim and the Greek words Hellen and Ethnos with the Latin word Gentiles, then it should not be difficult to see that the Jews have replaced the word Judah with Jews. Judah is H3063, Yahuda. It means those who praise Yah. Judah was the son of Jacob by Leah. Judah was the tribe descended from Judah, the son of Jacob. Judah was the territory occupied by the tribe of Judah. Judah was the southern kingdom which included the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, after the nation of Israel split upon the death of Solomon. Judahite is H3064, Yahudi. The plural form is Yahudim. A Judahite is one of the tribe of Judah, or of the house of Judah. This can also include those of the tribes of Benjamin and Levi. It may also refer to other tribes of Israel living in the territory of Judah. In the Hebrew, Judah is H3063, Yahuda, and is used 820 times. It never refers to a Jew. The word Jew replaced Judah, H3064 Yahudi, 75 times. It never refers to a Jew because it refers to a Judahite. A Judahite is one of the tribe or house of Judah. In the Greek, Judah is G2448, Yuda. It's used 3 times. This is the region, territory or city of Judah. Judea is G2449, Judea. It's used 44 times. This is a locative noun, identifying the southern portion of Palestine. Judea is the name of the territory of Judah when it was merged with the territory of Idumea. This word Judea, which is the Greek word for Judea, has been replaced 2 of the 44 times with the word Jewry. There is no such place called Jewry. Jewry is a made-up word. Jewry is more of a verb, meaning an act of evil. G2453, Judeos, is used 196 times. This word, Judeos, is the equivalent of the Hebrew H3063, Yahuda. This word, Judeos, is an adjective
describing a Judahite of the tribe of Judah, of the house of Judah, of the territory of Judah, and the belief of Judah. Judeos has been replaced with the word Jew. This is where the identity theft and confusion comes into play. Sometimes it is speaking of Jews, but is not implying that the Jews are of Judah. It is just identifying a Judean, which can be anyone living in Judea. Judeos is a citizen of Judea. Just like Americans were originally white Christian Israelites, but now Mexicans, Africans, Asians, and Jews are called Americans today too. G 2455, Judas, is used 42 times. Judas is the Greek name for Judah. There were many Israelites named Judah or Judas. There was one Edomite named Judas, Judas Iscariot. So just as Judas or Judah is the name of Israelites and Edomites, a Judean can be an Israelite and an Edomite. Now let's cover the territories of Judah and Idumea. Judah is the name of the fourth son of Jacob. Judah is the tribe of Judah. Judah is the southern kingdom and territory of the house of Judah. The house of Judah are those of the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. Judah, the man, the tribe, the territory, and the house are all referring to Israelites. Galilee was a Roman province populated by Celtic and Aryan Israelites who were not Jews. Edom is the name given to Esau, the brother of Jacob. Edom is the tribe of Esau. Edom is the territory south of the land of Judah. The territory of Edom is called Idumea. The children of Esau are Edomite Idumeans. Esau, Edom, and Idumeans are all referring to Edomite Jews. Approximately as early as 121 BC and as late as 14 BC is when the territories of Judah and Idumea were merged into what is now known as Judea. This was a forced integration of Edomite Jews of Idumea into the territory, communities, lifestyle, and traditions of the Israelite house of Judah in the territory of Judah. The same thing happened here in America, a once white Christian Israelite nation, where Mexicans from Mexico, blacks from Africa, Asians from the Orient, and Jews from Khazaria were merged with Americans. Now their cultures, traditions, values, gods, and lifestyles have been forced upon us, and these other races are now called Americans. And what is even worse is that America is not even a country anymore. It is a corporation owned by the bankers. America was founded by regathered Israelites as prophesied in 2 Samuel 7:10, which was prophesied while the children of Israel were in Palestine. So it's not talking about being regathered in Palestine. The birth of America in 1776 was the end of the seven times punishment of 2,520 years, which began in 745 BC, which was the divorce between Yahweh and Israel because of our ancestors' continuous race mixing
and idolatry. Yahweh warned our ancestors in Leviticus 26:18 of the 7 times punishment if they did not hearken unto him. We also see prophecies of the regathering of all the tribes of Israel in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, Nehemiah chapter 1, Psalm chapter 80, Isaiah chapters 2, 14, 33, and 41, Jeremiah chapter 3, Ezekiel chapters 28, 36 through 38, Hosea chapter 1, Amos chapter 9, Micah chapter 4, Zephaniah chapter 3, Zechariah 1 and 2, and Romans chapter 9. If you examine the Constitution, it plainly speaks of the posterity of our people, white people, white Anglo-Saxon Israelites. Posterity is descendants, children, the race that proceeds from a progenitor. America was founded by our race. Our race does not include other races. So who was responsible for opening our borders, forcing interracial integration, and corporatizing our country and ourselves? The Jews! How? Well, 80% of our politicians and lawmakers are Jews. Many of our presidents were and are Jews. Clinton, Obama, the Bushes, all have Jewish blood. Donald Trump, he's a Scottish Jew. These Jews in our governments are the ones passing laws to take our First and Second Amendments away. These Jews are the ones who own the media, entertainment, and news broadcasts, and are constantly repeating their lies and propaganda until we believe the lies. These Jews are in control of the churches and reward them with 501(c)(3) tax-exempt status because they sell Jaime Jesus and teach you that you are a Gentile. These Jews have legally usurped everything because they have dumbed us down into illiteracy and putting blind faith in our politicians, pastors, and teachers, which are all Jews or working for Jews. What happened in all our white countries is what happened in Judea. Encyclopedia Judaica 6 through 378, 1971. After the death of Herod in 4 BC, Edom was included with Judea and Samaria in the ethnarchy of Archelaus. Edom became part of the Roman province of Judea. Thus, Edomites and Judeans became affiliated. The Idumeans came also to be known as Judahites when John Hyrcanus destroyed their cities and incorporated them into the Judean state. He forced observance of circumcision and Judahite laws, and to all outward appearances, the Jews became as Judahites. Jews were not called Jews back then. The word Jew was invented much later on. Jews back then were called Judahites or Judeans because they successfully impersonated as if they were of the tribe of Judah. After a couple generations, after Idumea was merged with Judah, the distinction between Jews and Israelites was not so obvious, and the newer generations were forgetting who was who. There is not now, nor was there ever, an equivalent to the letter J in the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Nor is there any Hebrew letter that carries even an approximate sound of the consonant letter J. Neither is there a letter J in the Greek alphabet.
The letter J did not become part of the English alphabet until the 16th century. It is an incontestable fact that the word Jew did not come into existence until the year 1775. Prior to 1775, the word Jew did not exist in any language. In the Latin St. Jerome, 4th century Vulgate edition of the New Testament, Jesus is referred to by the genitive plural of Judeus in the Gospel of John reference to the inscription on the cross, Judaeorum. Jesus is referred as a so-called Jew for the first time in the New Testament in the 18th century. Jesus is first referred to as a so-called Jew in the revised 18th century editions in the English language of the 14th century first translations of the New Testament into English. The history of the origin of the word Jew in the English language leaves no doubt that the 18th century Jew is the 18th century contracted and corrupted English word for the 4th century Latin Judaeus found in St. Jerome's Vulgate edition. The Biblical Manuscript Evidence. The available manuscripts from the 4th century to the 18th century accurately trace the origin and give the complete history of the word Jew in the English language. In these manuscripts are to be found all the many earlier English equivalents extending through the 14 centuries from the 4th to the 18th century. From the Latin Judaeus to the English Jew, these English forms included successively. You'll have to examine the paper to see all the different spellings and how the word Judaeus morphed into Jew. Judaeus in the Latin is spelled I-U-D-A-E-U-S. Some of the spellings for Judaeus through the years was I-U-U-U or I-W-E-U. It's a shortened version of Judaeus. Again, you'll have to view the words and how they changed over time. By the 18th century, the word Judaeus, or Jew, was finally transformed into Jew. With the rapidly expanding use in England in the 18th century for the first time in history of the greatly improved printing presses, unlimited quantities of the New Testament were printed. These revised 18th century editions of the earlier 14th century first translations into the English language were then widely distributed throughout England and the English-speaking world among families who had never possessed a copy of the New Testament in any language. In these 18th century editions with revisions, the word Jew appeared for the first time in any English translations. The word Jew, as it was used in the 18th century editions, has since continued in use in all elections of the New Testament in the English language. The use of the word Jew thus was stabilized. Don't forget, the Jews are also known as scribes. They infiltrate or buy out publishing houses and then change everything to suit their agendas. They did it with the Torah of Moses by perverting it into the traditions of the elders, which is Judaism, Rabbinism, and Talmudism. This is what Judeo-Christianity comes from. Yes, Judeo-Christianity is a religion invented by devils. If you know the migration routes taken by the 12 tribes of Israel, you know that they are tribes that went on to settle the white nations of the world. The symbols, banners, traditions, and migration show that Israelites are nation builders. Some examples are Reuben is France, Holland and Belgium, Simeon is Spain, Zebulun is Holland, Romania, and the Netherlands, Issachar is Finland, Dan has his footprint everywhere, such as Denmark, Britain, and Scandinavia. Naphtali are the Norwegians and some Italians. Many Swedish and Austrian people are of Asher. Benjamin is the Normans and Iceland. And Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, represent America and Britain. Branches of the tribe of Judah settled Troy and Rome. The tribe of Judah later settled in an area known as Jutland, northern Germany. World War II was orchestrated and carried out by Canaanite, Edomite, and Khazar Jews on the tribe of Judah in an attempt to wipe them off the planet. Doesn't it make sense that the Jews hate Germany because most Germans are of the tribe of Judah, which is the tribe Yeshua Christ descended from? If you know your biblical history, identity, and what the Word says, as opposed to what the churches teach, then you understand who you are and whose you are. If you know only what the churches and the Jew media told you, then you are deceived. But that is what this study is for. The word Jew is a presumption. What is a presumption? A presumption is not a fact. A presumption is something taken as being true or factual and is used as a starting point for a course of action or reasoning. Presumption, a noun, a rule of law which permits a court or church to assume a fact is true until such time as there is a preponderance or greater weight of evidence which disproves or outweighs or rebuts the presumption. A presumption is rebuttable in that it can be refuted by factual evidence. One can present facts to persuade the judge or the deceived congregation that the presumption is not true. This study will present the facts, but it's up to Yahweh to choose if you will be persuaded by the divine influence to see that the presumption that the Jews are Judah is just not true. Now that we've laid the groundwork of exposing the lies that the Jews are Israelites, Hebrews, and God's people, or even of the tribe of Judah, we will start covering all the verses starting in part 2, where the word Jew replaced the word Judah. You can join me and continue in this study and learn the truth, or you can continue to be blinded by the lies.
Blinded by the lies, have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes.